Hi, Michael Sparks here, and it's the AMSOIL dealer training call for the Sparks team. Today is Monday, October 12th, 2015. I appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight, and if you're listening to this on our recording, I appreciate you listening, taking time out of your day to hopefully help educate yourself and improve your AMSOIL business. First off, I've got a few more tickets that are available. Network Marketing Pro. If you haven't learned about them, Network Marketing Pro is hosted by Eric Worre. He wrote the book, Seven Steps to Becoming a Professional Network Marketer, or something like that. He has once a year, it's called GoPro Recruiting Mastery. It's held in Las Vegas. It actually starts this week, and it's probably too late to actually, the live event is sold out, but you can get streaming tickets and take part in this from your own home. The dates are the 14th of October through the 17th, and then normally the streaming will be available, I think, either 7 to 14 days afterwards. So in case if you have to work during the day or whatever, you might be able to go home and watch the streaming, the recorded versions of the streaming for another 7 days after that. But this is a super-duper event. If you haven't gone to the website, go to networkmarketingpro.com. You can learn more about that, and they're going to be speakers. High-level speakers from all over the world, including many people that you may have heard of, like Jordan Adler and Todd Falcone. I've had him on my call. Let's see who else. I'm going to pull it up real quick. Networkmarketingpro.com, live event. We'll find it here in a second. But anyhow, if you are interested in taking part of this, one of our dealers has some extra tickets available for the live streaming. The regular price is $297. They're available for $197. The amount of information you'll get for $197 just can't be beat. I know Andre had actually gone to the live event maybe 2 years ago, and just was something special and got a lot out of that. So contact me if you would like to purchase these tickets. I can put you in touch with the person that has them. I don't actually have them. It's another dealer in AMSOIL, and they had some extra tickets because I think they bought like a five-pack or something like that. So they wanted to help get rid of some of those. But it's GoPro Recruiting Mastery. You can go to the website. Just go to networkmarketingpro.com, and then you're going to click on events, and then GoPro. It's the first event that comes up right there, and I'm going to tell you, I think their headline speaker this time, I don't want to watch the live video. Come on, it's going to start automatically. It does every time, too. Anyhow, it's going to be, let me see here, Robert Kiyosaki is going to be on here, Anthony Robbins, Bob Proctor, Jimmy Smith, Jordan Adler, Richard Brooks, Susan Sly, Mike Sims, Lisa Grossman, a bunch of top-level people in our industry, which is network marketing, are going to be on that, including Tony Robbins, which is, he's a personal development coach, and Robert Kiyosaki from Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So just for those two headliners alone, it would be worth $197, I believe. Like I said, you get to watch it from your own home in your living room. You can invite some dealers or dealer prospects over to watch it with you to understand how this business works and the amount of success you can have if you really put your mind to it. Again, the dates are the 14th to the 17th, so you're going to have to get with me here in the next day or two to get those tickets from us. And speaking of that, today we're going to talk about professional and personal development. I don't believe people spend enough time or effort in this area. And that may be one of the reasons they don't see the success that they would like to have. If you're not working to get better and move forward, you're going backwards. That's just my humble opinion. If you don't learn something new every day, if you're not studying some kind of new thing that you didn't know before, whether it doesn't have to be with just personal or professional development, it's just learning something new, the love of learning. The interest in something that you don't know, that you didn't know yesterday, learn today, it's just something we all should be striving for. You know, and as far as personal development, I don't think people spend enough money on that. You know, you can go buy a book for $12 or an audio set, or even if you spent $100 on a training course to learn maybe better at Facebook, WordPress, internet marketing, that's peanuts compared to what you could get out of that. Think about it. People spend $50,000, $100,000 on a college education in the hopes that they'll get a better job that will earn back that debt plus enough to live on. Well, I can guarantee that you could spend, you can even get free books that are out there and learn something, a new skill. You can do things on YouTube. You can do audio books. You can get podcasts of all different types of things to learn and make yourself better without having to spend $50,000 or $100,000. I read a thing on the internet. Do you think professional athletes get into the big leagues without attending camps and hiring coaches and trainers and nutritionists and studying and all these other things to make them the best that they do? That's how you get better. You attend these events. You might take different classes. That personal and professional development is what's going to help you succeed, and your business is no different. Consider this. The average millionaire reads at least one personal or professional development book a month, and I would bet that most of them read more than that. So that's just something to think about. And anyhow, my dogs are barking. Don't want that. I want to talk about personal versus professional. Personal development can be anything dealing with money, success, and motivation, developing yourself. Professional is specifically anything that deals with your profession. In some careers, they call that continuing education. Face it, we're all in sales, and any type of sales training is professional development. And my three areas of concern, if you wanted to make your Amsoil business better as far as personal development areas, number one would be communication and listening. And you could do this through going to something like Toastmasters, become a better communicator. You could do this through taking classes on public speaking or learning how to communicate, writing, learning how to write. Learning how to listen. Listening, they say we have two ears and one mouth for a reason. You're supposed to listen twice as long as you talk, and that's one of the top things that I've heard about in sales and dealing with people is listen more than you speak. Number two, negotiation. Learning how to negotiate or banter back and forth. I guess you could also say negotiation would be also learning how to debate or take a subject, whether your side or the other side, and talk about that in a reasonable manner. If you just get angry or bent out of shape every time somebody has a alternative view than you, you're not a very good negotiator. So you got to learn how to do that. And then number three would be leadership. I know that there's a lot of different great leadership courses out there, and learn leadership and your business and your life will be that much better. Looking at professional type of courses, my number one pick, of course, would be Amsoil University. Where else can you learn about lubrication and how our company works and how the products are developed? And, of course, sales seminars and sales training. That would be another professional development that I think would be available. And which, by the way, Amsoil University is going to be available online in the near future. I think after the first of the year, they're going to release that for dealers that have the desire to go to Amsoil University, but they don't have to go to the company. They can take that on as an online class. When I first got started in Amsoil, I did a lot of reading and learning about lubrication principles. This information has served me well all the years. And you can now take free online courses with Amsoil in the Dealer Zone. If you click on My Account in the Dealer Zone, then click on Training, and then Training Materials and Home Study Guides. These home study guides are free booklets that you can open up and read and study. They cover everything from lubrication fundamentals, engine lubrication, engine operation, filtration fundamentals, mobile drivetrain fluids, oil analysis fundamentals, and diesel fuel fundamentals. That's the basis, really, of the basic classes in the Amsoil University. If you studied those classes, those training booklets that are available in PDF for free, you can probably learn just about everything that's taught at Amsoil University. Of course, you don't get the personal knowledge from the people that develop it that are up there, like Alan Amatuzio, I know, teaches classes at Amsoil University. So you get some of the people that actually know about the formulations, which is a little bit more in-depth. You can also take classes from Noria.com, N-O-R-I-A.com. Noria helps companies enable reliability through better lubrication processes. Over the past 18 years, their approach is to help lubrication for companies and stuff like that. You can get a free magazine delivered to your door, paper, in the mailbox. It's called Machinery Lubrication. If you go to Noria.com, there'll be a little link on there that says get the magazine for free. And because you're in the lubricants industry, they'll send you that to you. So it's called Machinery Lubrication. And you can learn all kinds of stuff about greases and gear and bearing oils and oil analysis and all kinds of wonderful stuff. And that primarily deals with big machines. And if that's of interest to you, I would sign up and get that Machinery Lubrication sent to your door. Another great place for a lot of professional development is Lubes and Greases magazine. That's been around for years and years. It comes free in the mail. You can sign up for it at www.lubes, L-U-B-E-S, N, the letter N, greases.com. So lubesngreases.com. Tonight, I'm going to take a few minutes. I wanted to have Dale come on, Dale Childress. I'm going to pull him up here. Let me find my screen. And he's got a 516561. There he is. Hey, Dale, are you there?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, great. Appreciate you coming on tonight.
Thanks for having me on here.
Great. I know you moved to Florida about a year ago. And you, I believe, take personal and professional development pretty serious these days, and I know a lot of people talk, are afraid to spend $12 on a book, but I think you've spent more than that on some of your sales training. You want to talk a little bit tonight about personal and professional development and what your thoughts are on that?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. That means a lot to me. I do want to give you, just for those of you that don't know who I am, I want to give you a real quick background of where I came from. Mike Sparks actually is my direct upline. He recruited me a few years back, but back in Nashville. I can be found on Facebook, Dale Childress Jr. Anyone's welcome to friend me on Facebook. I do motivational speaking every single morning on there, 365 days a year. I grew up in a little town called Ashland City, a little bit north of Nashville, very depressed area, didn't have much money growing up. Fast forward, to when I graduated out of high school, I always knew there was going to be a better way. There had to be a better way. And I started my own business. I saved up my entire savings was around $3,500, opened up an auto repair shop, did over $300,000 in profit for, 5 years in a row with a $3,000 investment. So you don't have to have a wealthy background in order to make it in business. You just have to have that determination, and no matter what, just never give up. But we all have to work on ourselves, which brings me to this point. We have to work on ourselves so much harder than we work at our job, okay? That's how we can break out of that cycle. I want to thank each and every one of you for being on here and lending your ear tonight, because what's really important to me is sharing everything that I've learned throughout my life so far, and I know that it's good information that can help somebody. So now that we've covered all that, one of the things that I've done since I moved to Florida over the past year, a little over a year now, is I got affiliated with a guy that's a world-class sales trainer. And I looked him up, called him up, said, hey, you know, we need to make something happen. And sure enough, I got involved with him, and I've been promoting his sales training, and I believe in it so much that I bought it myself. Okay, so why would I spend $1,000 a month on personal training for myself? Ask yourself that. If I'm selling it, if I'm going to offer it to other people, why would I spend $1,000 a month on it myself? Okay, so that's 3 years worth of training. That's $36,000 investment. And what I'm going to share with you over the next few minutes are some of the little gold nuggets that I've learned so far out of that $36,000 personal training investment. Okay, so you may want to grab a notepad really quick. I'll give you a few seconds to grab a notepad and a pen, but you want to write down these notes. It's going to be really good stuff, and I'm going to go pretty quick because I've got a lot to cover. The first thing I want to explain, you know, coming from an AMSL, I do sell AMSL. I believe in it 10,000%, and that's the number one thing you have to do first. I believe that we have to be sold on the product ourselves before we can even consider offering it to someone else. The very first thing we should all do if we're brand new to the organization is get the product yourself, see what it does. And secondly, once we get the product, we need to learn all the features and benefits of the product. So we need to learn, you know, what does it actually do? What makes our product, an AMSL product, so much different than the other products that are in the market? But more importantly than product knowledge, okay, and please don't misunderstand where I'm headed with this, but more importantly than product knowledge is our own personal, the way we carry ourselves, our professionalism. Product knowledge is a small part of the sale. You know, when I started out selling AMSL, I thought, and I know I can't be the only one that's thought this, I thought the more knowledge that I can learn, the more product knowledge that I can teach myself about AMSL, the more AMSL I'm going to sell. And what I learned was, you know, you go into a few places and you get your teeth kicked in because you don't know how to handle the sale. You don't know how to control the appointments. You know, even if you do have the guts to go in somewhere, you don't really know what to say in order to create that excitement or that urgency. And so learning how to control the sale and how to control the appointment is actually a lot more important than actually the product knowledge, because if they don't want to hear what you have to say, it doesn't matter how much you know. I hope that makes sense. It is important, but product knowledge is very important, but it's not as important as your personal development. Okay, so here's some things that I want to cover. Now's when you want to start taking notes. Objections versus complaints. This is one of the key things that I learned through this training. We tend to treat everything, any kind of little rebuttal or a complaint that a prospective client might come up with, we tend to treat that as a objection. And it's not even an objection. So if somebody says that costs a lot of money, for example, agree with them. Say, I'm with you. I totally understand. And move forward. Don't stop on that. Don't get hung up on that. Okay? You don't treat that as an objection. Because when you say, oh, my gosh, it does cost a lot of money, and you start panicking, that's when it becomes a problem. Okay? And people can sense that. So just go into agreement with them. Okay? And there's several different ways to handle that one complaint. And that is a complaint. That costs a lot of money. That's a complaint. You want to agree with them. Sir, I completely understand that does cost a lot of money. And there's techniques that you can use following that statement to actually close the deal. But I learned, and I wish I'd learned this right when I first started with AMSL, but I learned that complaints and objections are two totally different things. So I want you to start, here's a little exercise that you can do. Start writing out what customers are saying to you. When you go on an appointment, write out what you're getting, the feedback. And when you go home, rehearse ways to handle that. You know, then you might be able to, to better handle it the next time, you'll be more prepared. So never treat a complaint as an objection. Okay? If somebody says, I'm too busy, say, sir, I understand you are busy. That's the only reason I'm here, because I know this is a busy location. You know, you must be really proud of how busy you are. And go into agreement with them. Don't get defensive. I used to do that. I used to get defensive. Well, you're too busy to talk to me. I'll never come back. You know, I would really start thinking that. But go into agreement with them, and you would be completely blown away at how it's a totally different encounter when you begin going into agreement with people. A quick story. I was in Palm Beach marketing some Amsoil products to a gas station. It's like a little mobile gas station. And the guy goes, and what's funny is when I walked in there, I could actually see where he kept his inventory for his oil products. It was like a service station, so they had a couple of bays. And I could see the shelf, and it was already cram-packed full of pretty much any kind of lubrication product you could imagine, but there were no Amsoil products there. And when I walked in and introduced myself, told him what I did, he goes, you see that shelf? There's no room. I don't have room for anything else. And I agreed with him. I said, no, you're totally right. You don't have room for anything else. I don't see how you would be able to fit anything else up there. And unfortunately, that's the whole reason I came by here. I was hoping that I could show you what I do and what makes us so different than all the other oil that's on your shelf. And that got me the appointment. I actually got the appointment to come back and do a presentation and do business with him from agreeing with him that he did not have room for my product on his shelf. Do you hear how crazy that sounds? This is like some ninja sales techniques that I'm teaching you guys, and I wish I'd known it 10 years ago. Okay, so that's one thing. Go into agreement. Always agree. No matter how insane it sounds, agree with them, because when you agree with them, they instantly let their guard down, and it shows them subconsciously how professional you are, how well you can actually handle situations. Because I promise you, all the other reps that are coming in there, most of them have no clue how to handle that scenario. Okay? Next, so if price comes up, if price comes up, it's usually from a couple of different things. One thing is it's due to a failure to build value. Okay? So what you want to do, this is very unconventional, but I want you to try it, and again, you'll see that it works. The first thing you want to do is bring price up. You want to bring the price up before they do. You know, and go ahead and don't give them a lower price. Like, don't give them the per bottle price and then say it's this amount per bottle, but then we got to do shipping and all this stuff. Just round it up. Say, hey, I got this oil. It's about $10 a bottle, shipping included. And now I'm going to show you how to make sense of why you would spend $10 a bottle on this Amsoil. All right? Like, I know it's very unconventional, but I promise you, if you'll take this advice and use it, it'll put money in your pocket. Bring price up before the customer can, and that allows them to begin to justify the price while you're explaining all the features and benefits. I know we've always been taught over the years, you want to build the value, then give them the price. But what happens is they're not even listening to what you're saying, because all they're wanting to know is how much it is. The whole entire time you're doing a presentation, they're thinking, how much is it, how much is it? And they're not even understanding what all you do. So if you flip that around, give them the price first and then let them build value and justify spending that. You can even tell them, say, hey, it's $10 a bottle. I don't even know how you can make sense of spending $10 a bottle, but I'm going to share with you everything that it does and see if it makes sense for you. Okay? I promise you, I know it sounds crazy, but I know this works. Now, another thing, I want to explain to you how important follow-up is. Do you know that 2%, so if you go on 100 appointments, 2 out of those 100 are going to do business with you on that appointment, on that first initial appointment. 2% of all cells on the planet are made on the very first contact. So what does that tell us? It tells us that we have to get good at follow-up. Okay? Don't go in somewhere and just because they shoot you down or blow you off that you're done. All right? You're already there. You might as well set an appointment to come back at a future date. Right? So follow-up is crucial. And I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you this statistic. Follow-up is so important that 80%, that's 80% of all sales are made between the 5th and the 12th follow-up visit. So if you want to drastically increase your sales, you're going to have to follow up a minimum of 5 times per prospect, okay? Now, these are hard. This is hard data. This is actual real numbers that were compiled, and this is real stuff. So 80% of all sales made are made between the 5th and the 12th contact. So you have to ask yourself, am I going for a big enough client? Am I going for a big enough sale to justify following up with this client 5 to 12 more times? You see how that may create a shift in your thinking to where you may start actually venturing out into bigger accounts? Because if you start looking at it this way and have a shift in your mindset of, well, if I've got to follow up with these people 5 to 12 times anyway to get a sale, I might as well go for the big ones, or I might as well go for one that's going to be financially worthwhile once I do close the deal. But if you have no intentions of following up 5 to 12 times, you know, the statistics say you're not going to get the sale. It's just that simple. Now, here's a little tidbit of information for you, a little gold nugget, and then I'm going to wrap this up. One way to increase your closing ratio, okay, so how do you get more sales per appointment? You're 328 times more likely to get a sale. If I know this sounds crazy again. You're 328% more likely to close on a sale by texting the prospect, okay? You get their cell number and text them information. Something that I use that's magic. This is just like, I'm telling you, it's magical. It sets you apart from anybody else out there. I personally don't know anyone else doing this, and you can use this tomorrow, okay? When you go in somewhere, you want to say, hey, I'll be glad to get you all the information, whatever they ask for. Give them the information. Say, hey, let me text that number. Let me text that information to you. What's the best number to text that information to you and get their cell number? And here's why. When you leave, you want to shoot a quick 30-second video. All right, this is very powerful. Shoot a 30-second video of yourself thanking them for their time. And say, hey, I just want to let you know I really appreciate your time today. I know I just popped in on you, and it really means a lot to me that you set an appointment with me for next Friday. Okay? If you shoot a 30-second video and send it to them while you're even in the parking lot, before you even leave, I'm telling you that'll drastically increase your odds of earning their business. All right? So I shared with you a few gold nuggets that I've learned that I wish I'd have learned 10 years ago, but the point of all of this is I wouldn't have learned any of this without self-improvement. So I want to encourage you. Mike was right. You know, regardless if it's a book, if it's a video, whatever it is, constantly immerse yourself in self-development, self-improvement. The way that we make more money in today's economy is through becoming more valuable to the marketplace, okay? It's not through working longer hours. If you're already working 12 hours a day, then just keep working 12 hours a day, but increase your value to the marketplace. Change the things that you do during those 12 hours a day that you work, okay? And we do that through self-development. Again, find me on Facebook. I'll be more than happy to help you. That's my passion, is helping people. Dale Childress Jr. on Facebook. Mike, I think I'm done here. I've gone through my notes. I hope everybody got something out of it today.
Yeah, appreciate it, Dale. I think there's a lot of good information there. I'd never thought about the texting thing. Some of my customers I text, but you know, for the most part, I don't text all of them. And having that information is always good, especially if you can text like a store. I think back like some of the clients that I've lost, because my main contact at that shop, he might not have been the owner. He could have been the manager.
Right.
He could have been the guy. And then he leaves and goes somewhere else, but you don't know where he goes because the owner sure ain't going to tell you where he went. And you don't have
right.
his personal information. You're not connected with him on Facebook. You're not doing all these things. He's gone to another shop, and now you could be at that shop selling stuff while still selling here. So you could, you know, he just takes the handle with him. You know, I've done that in the past, and now I'm sure to actually get their personal information. That's always good.
Anytime you can text them something, you're already in their phone, and it's a video. Your brain processes video a whole lot faster than it does a simple text message. So video is way more powerful.
Excellent. Hey, I was going to ask you what's the name of the guy that you're working with that you think's an excellent trainer, and how could somebody get a little taste of what he does and whatever? Because I know not everybody likes the same type of, you know, some people love Tony Robbins. Some people think it's the greatest ever. I personally don't like Tony Robbins. I just don't like the way he talks. He gets on my nerves. Some people
right.
like, my favorite is Jim Rohn, and some people
yep.
hate Jim Rohn. They don't think he's funny. I think he's funny, and it all makes sense, you know, and those type of things. But you're working with somebody. Maybe people can go online and like check him out or whatever. What's his name?
His name is Grant, G-R-A-N-T, Grant Cardone, down here in Miami, Florida,
and he's written some books. I mean,
he's written several books.
And...
Yep, Sell or Be Sold is probably his number one seller.
Closer
okay. Survival Guide, which is a book that has nothing but closes in it. So if you bought that one book, it would put money in your pocket. It's a Closer Survival Guide. But look
okay.
him up on the internet or find me, and I'll put you in contact with him.
Okay. And then he has something about, the 10X rule or something like that? That's pretty popular.
10X, yes, 10X rule is very popular. It changes your mindset about how you set goals. You want to take 10 times more action than you think it's actually going to take. Because in real life, it always takes, you know, if you go to do something, it's going to cost you 10 times more than you thought it was going to be. The time it takes to do something is going to be 10 times longer than you thought. So it gets your mindset, it changes it to 10X mentality. So you can set your goals 10 times what they should be.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I found it here on Amazon. It's $14, hardcover.
Yeah, that's a million-dollar
book. Million-dollar
book.
You get it free on Audible if you have Audible. I'm sure you can get it on Kindle for $13. So, you know, however you learn best, go out there and find the information, I believe, and finding new authors. I think you and I talked, Brendan Burchard has a really good book that
yep.
kind of changed my
great.
Way of thinking. He's a good author, but find the ones you like and then read them, and then just don't read the book once, you know, or don't listen to something once, or don't do something once. You know, just like practicing your times tables when you were in grade school, you just didn't do them once, and you did it over and over again. Some of these books you got to read for it to kind of sink in, and every time you read something, you get more out of it than what you got the first time, because you're a different person from the first time. You're not the same person after reading the book. So when you read something the next time, if it's the same exact book, you get other things out of it because you're not who you were before you read that book. And I know I'm definitely not the same person I was 15 years ago. Before I never read a single personal development book until I joined Amsoil. I hated reading. And if you're one of those people that hated reading, change that mentality. If you don't read well, you can't communicate well, you can't write well. So go find small books that are easy to read. You know, just like when we were kids, Dick and Jane ran down the street and they bought, cake and ice cream. Read small books that are easy, with big print. You know, there's plenty of people that write the big print books for people. Start with those, and then get as you get better and better, you can find more advanced books. But I appreciate you getting on tonight, Dale. Appreciate it. And,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
if anyone has any questions, is it okay if we open it up for questions?
Yeah, well, we're kind of running late here. Maybe we can shoot me an email or contact you on Facebook. You can just go to Dale Childress Jr., and you're connected with me on Facebook. So if you can find me on Facebook, you can search my friends, and Dale Jr. comes up on
there. Yeah, I'll help anybody when I can.
Okay, sounds good. And before I go here, I wanted to recently find a post that was in the dealer zone of AMZL.com. I don't know if everybody knows it's the AMZL dealer forum. I go on there every once in a while, and there was a thread that I just couldn't believe somebody actually posted. It says, the guy says, I did not go to AMZL University because even though I know I will gain knowledge and grow my business, the cost, in parentheses, $2,000 to $3,000, still is not justifiable from this part of the country unless you are already a XXX-direct, whatever that means. Therefore, for smaller dealers like me, is the T1 opportunity still gone? I was talking about the T1 certification program. And so I rebutted on that. I said, how do you think so-called smaller dealers like him became larger dealers like me? I've spent over $24,000 going to AMZL University and other company events over the years. I've been to AMZL University 12 times at least. And do you think that investment has paid off? I would say yes. My investment of $24,000 over those years has paid off. Wonder how many spend $100,000 going to college and if that has paid off for themselves. I can guarantee there's probably I earn more than many college graduates in my AMZL business. So I want to see everyone who wants to succeed and has a desire to succeed in AMZL, just do that. I have these calls open for any AMZL dealer. I appreciate everybody that listens in. But we just can't hope to succeed or maybe just try this business and see what happens. It doesn't work that way in anything in life. You don't just try something and hope it works. You have to make a decision to become better. It takes determination and to do what is necessary to win. You can only do this by learning from others. You just can't come up with some of these things. Like Jim Rohn has said, you know, I stay up all night and I wouldn't think of half of this stuff. The reason I'm successful in AMZL, the reason I'm doing some of these things that I do that's different than anybody else in the entire company is because I listen to what other people are doing. And they might not be in AMZL. They might be in some other company, but I'm doing what others are successful at and trying to repeat that. So find what works for you, best for you, and then just go do it. With that, everybody, go out there and make some AMZL happen. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Yeah, good night.
Thank you, Michael. Great job. Good night.
Hey, good night, buddy.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah, thanks. Hi, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Michael and Dale.
Hey, no problem, John. Thanks.